Well, good morning to everyone. In the beginning of the book of Acts is the account of Jesus giving his final instructions to his disciples just before his ascension into heaven. Now in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 and 11, it says, "After he, Jesus, said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking up intently up in the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men, angels, dressed in white, stood beside them. 'Men of Galilee,' they said, 'why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven.'" Now this was certainly not the first time the disciples heard about the second coming. Jesus told the disciples on multiple occasions in the Gospels that he would be returning. Brethren, how do we, as Christians today, 2,000 years later, perceive the second coming of Jesus Christ? Do we believe it? Do we actually believe Jesus Christ is coming back? And if so, why is he coming back? What will Jesus do when he does come back? Brethren, as followers of Jesus Christ, what does it mean to you when you consider his second coming? Now recently at Lyerly Community Church, during our Wednesday night Bible study, I asked those present that question. And I received several answers, but one answer really struck me. The answer was that the second coming of Jesus means relief. Relief. I thought relief was a very appropriate answer. Brethren, no one would disagree with me when I say that this world is a mess. It is in a mess. Wars, famines, death, disasters of all kind, man's inhumanity against man. The terrible list could go on and on. Yes, most definitely this world needs relief. This world needs someone, somebody, to fix all the problems that we as humanity have brought upon ourselves. Friends, that someone, that somebody, is Jesus Christ. Jesus promised that he would return, but not just to take his followers to heaven. Jesus promised to return and set up his kingdom, and once and for all, fix all the problems and truly bring lasting relief. In Revelation 21, it describes that promise when it is realized. In verse 3, "I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" Brethren, how do we spell relief? We spell it Jesus Christ. Lord, thy kingdom come. Amen.